Mariska Hargitay's ends the backlog campaign, achieves rape kit reform in all 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico.
Hey.
So Mariska's had a campaign called End the Backlog, which has now reached a major milestone. All 50 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico have now enacted at least one form of rape kit reform. Maine became the final state to do so after Governor Janet Mills approved funding for a statewide rape kit inventory and tracking system. Thank God, bro. What the hell? Led by Hargitay's Joyful Heart Foundation since 2010, the campaign created the, quote, six pillars of rape kit reform, a survivor-centered framework focused on mandatory testing, tracking systems, survivor notification rights, and dedicated funding. Inspired by her role as Olivia Benson on Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Hargitay founded the organization to improve responses to sexual assault, domestic violence, and child abuse. In a statement, Hargitay called the achievement a, quote, watershed moment, crediting survivors, advocates, and lawmakers for pushing systemic change and emphasizing that every survivor deserves accountability, transparency, and dignity. You know what? And I'm so glad this happened. You know what makes you fucking frustrated about this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like rapists who get away with it once are gonna do it again.
Yeah, they are.
And it's like, and it's like, if you would take care of these fucking backlogs, you know how many of them could just be behind bars?
Yeah.
Like, immediately?
Yeah.
You know, it's astounding. It is astounding just the lack of care when it comes to, like, survivors of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. The idea that, like, I mean, it kind of makes common sense that if you get away with rape once, why wouldn't you try it again?
Why wouldn't you stop it again? Yeah.
If you had no consequences from it, no social consequences, no physical consequences, what is there to deter that behavior?
Right.
Otherwise, and so it is astounding how many serial rapists there are.
Yeah.
You know,
I guarantee you there's so many, and we will not find out until this shit gets fucking taken care of.
Yeah, I think it's if disgusting. These crimes were primarily, and I'm using primarily as on purpose, committed against men, and it's not to say that men don't get raped, they absolutely do.
Absolutely.
They 100%. Absolutely do. But 100%. If this was a crime that primarily happened to the male population and didn't happen to the woman population, we would see such hard consequences and reform for it.
Oh, for sure. For sure, for sure. Absolutely, absolutely. Another thing, this is fun. Mom takes action after learning about proposed data center just 12 miles from home. Days later, company gives up. So Jane Black, a mother from De Pere, has become a passionate cleaner activist because of her children's health struggles. Her daughter Erin has multiple sclerosis and her son Sam has asthma, which motivated Black to advocate for cleaner air and renewable energy through Mom's Clean Air Force. Black says her activism began after learning her son's asthma was linked to environmental factors, but her daughter's vulnerability. But her daughter's vulnerability during the COVID-19 pandemic intensified her commitment. A former pre-K teacher and the 2025 winner of Miss Elemental USA, she now uses both advocacy and public platforms to promote environmental awareness. So, Black recently helped organize opposition to a proposed data center project by Cloverfield Infrastructure in Greenleaf, citing concerns about fossil fuel use, pollution, and impacts on farmland and community health. She created a Facebook group that quickly grew to 2,000 members, helping mobilize local resistance. Days later, Cloverfield withdrew its proposal due to lack of local support. Mm. Black says the experience showed how powerful community organizing can be, especially when driven by personal stories. She hopes her activism encourages others to take small actions, such as signing petitions, attending meetings, or voting, to push for cleaner air and healthy communities. So, yeah, I love that.
Mm.
Totally happy about that. You know?
Yeah, we don't realize the importance of clean air until you don't have it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It honestly reminds me of, what was that movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in? Total Recall?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where they were selling air on Mars, bro. Right. And, like, it was like anyone who got exposed to the air on Mars was, like, transformed. That movie is crazy.
That is a crazy movie.
Yo, I watched that for the first time, like, a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's crazy, right? I didn't rewatch it.
The effects in that movie are wild.
I know. I honestly miss practical special effects. They're so cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Wild. Also, the amount of one-liners that Arnold Schwarzenegger had in that line.
Of course.
It's incredible.
Because at that time, they needed him for those one-liners.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro.
Because back in the day, memes were just kind of vocal.
Yeah. they happen right
they
were, there.
They happen right there. Yeah, they were on the internet. Right there. Like, you just, you would say a one-liner, and that's a meme.
And it was like, they were really taking a chance on whether or not it was going to land.
Exactly.
The hope was, because it was centered right on, and then it was just that one line.
Like, if you've ever heard someone say, get to the chopper, that's a meme.
Get to the chopper.
That's essentially a meme, you know?
But this is really cool.
It's exciting because it just goes to show that, I mean, if we just do a little bit, if we just get a little excited about stuff, we can just honestly make a difference, you know?
Yeah.
And I want people to have hope. Like, we can't do this, y'all. We really can't fight back, you know?
Yeah. It would be so nice if government could get on this side, you know? Because, you know, like, if we're Florida is rolling back DEI and environmental protections.
Yep.
Like, it's just...
Honestly, it's so bad, it feels almost demonic, you know?
Yeah.
Like it seems so evil.
Yeah.
Like, cartoonishly.
Yeah, but like, cartoonishly,
you know? Don't hire any black people, and we're going to poison your water. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, could you imagine seeing that in a movie? Like a guy is like, and you know what? I'm going to make sure that their children can't breathe, and we will never hire anyone with skin darker than a tan. Maha! Like, you know how absurd that would be? You'd be like, this is ridiculous. This is too over the top.
Yeah, here we are in real life.
And yet here we are in real life. With legislators, like, actually doing this. So, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, I guess. Speaking of truth, our next section is Fuck Yeah Science, bitch!
Fuck yeah, science!
Bitch! Eating eggs 5 times a week was linked to a 27% lower Alzheimer's risk in a study of nearly 40,000 adults.
I'm killing it.
Right?
I'm killing
it. Yeah, you're probably, your egg story on Bart made me want to vomit.
Excuse you!
It's probably one of the most
My bad.
We'll move past that. A major new study from Loma Linda University suggests that regularly eating eggs may significantly lower the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Researchers followed nearly 40,000 adults aged 65 and older over 15 years and found that people who ate eggs 5 or more times per week had a 27% lower risk of Alzheimer's compared to those who never ate eggs. Even occasional egg consumption was linked to reduced risk. The study points to eggs' nutrient profile as a possible explanation, especially choline, which supports production of acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter essential for memory and cognitive function that is often deficient in Alzheimer's patients. Eggs also contain lutein, tryptophan, and DHA omega-3 fatty acids, all of which have been associated with brain health, reduced inflammation, and cognitive preservation. Researchers emphasize that the findings show correlation, not proof of causation, but noted that similar results have appeared in multiple independent studies, including research from the University of California, San Diego, and Tufts University. The findings also align with broader evidence suggesting diets like the MIND diet, which combines nutrient-rich foods associated with healthier cognitive aging. The article also addresses past concerns about cholesterol in eggs, noting that modern dietary guidelines no longer broadly restrict egg consumption for most healthy adults. Overall, researchers say eggs may be a simple, affordable, and accessible addition to a brain-healthy lifestyle, though no single food can fully prevent Alzheimer's disease, obviously.
Watch the price of eggs go through the fucking roof.
Shut up. Yeah. I mean, whatever, dude.
We're going to have to just get chickens.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I've always thought that chickens are hella cute. You know?
Yeah.
They are cute.
Chickens are cute. Roosters are assholes.
Roosters are actually horrible.
Roosters are, like, those are mini dinosaurs right there.
Yeah.
You will have to kick a rooster, many times.
So...
Eat your eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat your eggs. Science? Actually, random question.
Yeah.
How do you like your eggs?
Honestly, hard boiled is good.
I like soft boiled eggs.
I like to put Tabasco on them, you know?
Yeah. I really like a soft boiled egg with bacon and Tabasco poured on top.
Something about that
liquidy, like, just like, so good.
I don't like yolk like that. I like it, like, done hard, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Like many things. Sorry, that was easy. That was too. I mean, I was hoping you would jump in. You didn't, man.
My face was like, I can't do that to you.
Come on.
Also, you know, my brother doesn't really like eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
I could get that, though.
Yeah.
Eggs, honestly, they can taste a little funny sometimes.
Yeah, he does not like eggs at all. I think the only way he used to, just for protein's sake, drink raw eggs.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
That's how you get salmonella.
Yeah, I know. He would do that for, like, sports things.
You could just eat the eggs.
He doesn't like eggs.
That's disgusting. Yeah. I don't have time for that. Anyways, moving on. Scientists turned cancer's own bacteria against it in a breakthrough therapy. Right? Researchers at University of Illinois Chicago have developed a new experimental cancer treatment inspired by bacteria found inside tumors. Instead of directly killing cancer cells, the treatment cuts off the cell's energy supply by targeting the mitochondria, the part of the cells that acts as like the power plant, right? The treatment uses a lab-made peptide called RB, which is created from a bacterial protein. Once inside cancer cells, RB blocks a process the cells need to produce energy, making it harder for tumors to grow and survive. In tests on prostate cancer models, the treatment works especially well when combined with radiation therapy, significantly shrinking tumors without obvious harmful side effects. Researchers say this method may be especially promising because it works independently of the P53 gene, which is often mutated in cancers and can make some treatments less effective. The scientists discovered the idea after studying bacteria living in tumors and identifying proteins that naturally interfere with cancer cell functions. They believe many more bacteria-based compounds could eventually lead to future cancer drugs. The research is still in the experimental stage, but the team has patented the RB in hopes to begin human clinical trials in the future.
Oh, yeah.
That's dope, right?
They might disappear.
Yeah, they're probably going to die.
Yeah.
So if you're on a plane next to some scientists, whee! And they say, hey, you just patented RB, you're done.
Oh, give me off.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me off.
Just scream Allahu Akbar till they come and get you. Nonstop. Scream it loud.
I have a knife.
Yeah, whatever you gotta say. Yeah.
Whatever you have to do, get out of there. Yeah.
That motherfucker is not real. Just do all that. Do all that.
Why did I see? Did I send you that video on Instagram that
What?
It was a cartoon of that exact situation.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Yeah,
is not
someone
real.
Was like, oh, I figured out how to turn like air into like into like a gas and or something like or how to like and the person was like page the nurse and was like, I have B-O-M-B.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, get out. If you're sitting next to someone and they help to make a car that runs on water, also get out. It doesn't matter. Just get out. Just get out. Anything that they invent that will properly and negatively impact capitalism, get out.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Stay away from that person right now. Exactly. You know, cheer them on from a distance.
Yes. Don't even find out their name. Because they
will come. Don't be associated. No.
Don't add them on Instagram.
Strike it from your mind. Immediately. Strike it from your mind.
Okay, more news. New treatment cuts bad cholesterol by nearly 50% without statins.
Wow.
So researchers at the University of Barcelona and the University of Oregon have developed a new experimental treatment that may help lower bad cholesterol more safely and effectively than some current medications. The treatment works by blocking a protein called PCSK9, which normally prevents the body from removing excess cholesterol from the blood. By shutting down this protein, the body can clear more cholesterol naturally, helping reduce the risk of clogged arteries and heart disease. Instead of using traditional drugs like statins, the scientists created tiny DNA-based molecules that target the PCSK9 gene directly. In early lab and animal tests, the treatment significantly lowered cholesterol levels, in some cases by nearly 50%, after just one injection. Researchers say this approach could be promising because it may avoid common statin side effects like muscle pain. They also believe the treatment could be cheaper, stable, and less likely to trigger immune reactions compared to some existing cholesterol-lowering therapies. The research is still in early stages and has not yet been tested in humans. But scientists hope it could eventually become a new option for people at risk of heart disease.
Yeah. Right? It's going to be incredibly expensive.
Yes.
I'll...
You know, I have to say, Queen, all of your responses to this just straight negative. Why can't we just get excited? I don't. Like, this must be good news.
No, this is great.
I know.
This is great.
And, you know, be like, oh my God, black people are going to benefit from this.
And that's why I don't think it's going to work.
Damn. Okay, you know what? You know what? Look at me. Look at me.
When a society ever supported us in this way.
Look at me. I'm going to give you this last science news before our music break, and nigga, you better say something positive. We're not saying nothing negative. Look at me. Look at me right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I got this. All right, here we are. Get it. Get it.
At the Gemini Solar Project in the Mojave Desert, one of the largest sites in the United States, developers left the native soil in place, including the dormant seed bank hidden underground. Just the energy production hit record levels. Rare plants are found to be thriving under the panels.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The Gemini Solar Project in Mojave Desert is challenging the idea that large solar farms always harm the environment. Instead of completely clearing and flattening the land before construction, developers left much of the natural desert soil and underground seed bank intact. Years later, researchers discovered that native plant life is growing beneath solar panels, including a rare desert plant called the three-cornered milk vetch. Before the project, only 12 of these plants had been recorded in the area. After construction, researchers found 93. Scientists believe the preserved soil allowed dormancy to survive and eventually grow, even after development. The findings suggest that clean energy projects and environmental protection do not always have to conflict. While not every solar farm will improve biodiversity, the Gemini Project shows that thoughtful design choices can reduce environmental damage and may even help some ecosystems recover or thrive.
You know, this is a great example of solar punk to me.
I was literally, when I found this, I was like, this is solar punk.
This is exactly
what Kai Kai B. Michael was talking about.
Yeah, this
like,
is
integrating. We don't have to do one or the other. Yeah. We can do both.
Yeah, there is a way for us to use tech in ways that actually preserve and restore the environment.
Yes.
And this is like a really wholesome thing that I have nothing negative to say about.
This is amazing. You know, honestly, I'm so glad. I'm really glad. Now for me, my negative thing was, what if these plants are like hella dangerous?
Bro, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. You got me started on this. I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. So anyways, great idea of solar punk. I just really hope we can continue to think of ideas that we integrate environmental justice along with just care for our climate around us, you know? We can do both. I really believe we can.
I mean, I think that future would be so dope.
I think so, too.
You know?
We really have to start pushing the idea of solar punk, man.
So
it doesn't have to
so
be
beautiful.
Cyberpunk. Yeah,
no.
Exactly. Fuck that. Okay, and with that, we're going to get into some more music, and we're going to play All I Want Is You by Disco Lines, baby.
All I want is you.
Honey, no.
Hey, honey, yes.
Yeah. flawless and this fine. Perfect and this fine. Ooh. How could you make someone this fine? Flawless and this fine. Perfect and this fine. Me, I can't fight it. Every time I see her, I'm ignited. Put her on a pedestal and she surpassed it. It's as if that she knows that she got it. And I know, we all know, this one right. That's why I'm here to ask you all these questions. Only Father, how could you make someone this fine? Flawless and this fine. Perfect and this fine. Someone this fine, flawless and this fine, perfect and this fine.
Uber of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but we beat to rap, what key beat to lock, we beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but we beat to rap, what key beat to lock, we beat to rap, what key beat to lock, we beat to rap, what
key beat to lock. I got my second win, pimp.
Key beat to lock, but we beat to
rap. I got my second win, sick with a BMA.
What key beat to lock,
but we beat to rap. Warner Brothers, fuck with a PR.
We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but we beat to rap. What key beat to
lock, heavyweight, a vet, not an amateur. Loot it up, I push pies like Murray Cowan.
What you gonna do?
Shoot it up if I must, take over shop, get out the car and walk, sneak up on partner into a dome shop.
Key beat to lock, but we beat to rap.
Then I blend into the crowd.
Key beat to lock.
Hang with a bunch of hot heads, super hype and wild. Tell your bastard stop asking about a player. Ain't crying about a player. They fucking right now, later. I'm busy getting my paper and riding around in my scraper. Interacting, networking, and campaigning like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like McCormick's, I'm seasoned, I run my reach. Y'all think I'm starving? Hell no, nigga, I'm eating. We eat. They barking like Dino Lyon and cheating. Keep jacking my lingo. One of these rappers to win the weekend. Yeah, yeah. Like that. Tell the people that phony water is bad. Yeah, yeah. Like that. Tell the people that phony water is bad. Yeah, yeah. Like that. Tell the people that phony water is back. Yeah, yeah. Like that.
We beat to rap, what key beat to lock,
beat to lock.
Got a corner or two and been the block,
been the block.
The rest ain't been the same without Pac, so I guess it's Lefty 40 and Rick Rock.
Key beat to lock, what key beat to lock.
You hear 40 new shit, he on there clubbing. You hear 40 new shit, he on there dubbing. He all my woman talk about that nigga. Where you born at? Born and raised in the yacht. Got some folks in Lompoc, a skeleton back. Kilograms, I had to measure. Finger on my head, so having more paper than a paper shredder. Tycoon till I fire. I don't sound like none of y'all. You getting independent scratch? Just remember the niggas that talk to you. Yeah, yeah. Like that? Tell the people that phony water is bad. Yeah, yeah. Like that? Tell the people that phony water is bad. Yeah, yeah. Like that? Tell the people that phony water is bad. Yeah, yeah. Like that?
Who you loyal to?
Loyal to my soil. Never leave the pad without my blessing oil. Cause I surround myself with felons.
What they do?
Pop in their tubes and bust melons.
Hustlers.
On the lookout for the racket busters. On the lookout for the fun. Racket busters mean them people that false them undercover. And never tell a batch what you're up to.
What she might do.
Cause one day she might tell on you.
And what else?
And you'll be sitting in the can.
Why she what?
Why she fucking on your frame? Spinning on your yaper.
What else, Tim?
Riding round in your scraper.
What she giving?
Giving brains.
All the hood homies running choo-choo train.
water is back. Yeah, yeah. Like that. Tell the people that phony water is back. Yeah, yeah. Like that. Tell the people that phony water is back. Yeah, yeah. Like that. Tell the people that phony water is back.
What key beat to lock, but we beat to rap. What key beat to lock, we beat to rap. What key beat to lock, but we beat to rap. What key beat to lock, we beat to rap. What key beat to lock, but we beat to rap. What key beat to lock, we beat to rap. What key beat to lock, but we beat to rap. What key beat to lock.
I need that freeze. I feel sorry for Skepta, they copy these flow, but they said that it's a new flow. no imitation, don't flatter me, but it's cool though. Should've ever left the guy living in my studio. Put them in the coffin, get them on a tombstone. Yeah, I got a heart for the price of a judo. Living like a boss, man, nothing like Hugo. I need that good price. When the plug turned pagan, tweaking, took an inflation. Pieces needed, getting impatient. Blood, everybody getting complacent. Leg, work, step on the pavement. Victory lap, I'm back in the station. I'm really a psycho, Patrick Bateman. If you see her with me, she's taken.
White bitch on Deepak, chillin', T-Pack, two left, three, two, three, five. Shotty did freelance, now she a freak. That should've never let that bitch up on my seat, man. Never been skipping, poppin' in my green box. Talkin' by the lead top, sexy like a beatbox. Top rung up, bitch, lookin' like Selena. I need that. White bitch on Deepak, chillin', T-Pack, two left, three, two, three, five. Shotty did freelance, now she a freak. That should've never let that bitch up on my seat, man. Never been skipping, poppin' in my green box. Talkin' by the lead top, sexy like a beatbox. Top rung up, bitch, lookin' like Selena. I need that.
Smoke loud, but I never get lousy. Black Swan, Darren Aronofsky. Plug said he wants 16 for the pound, but I'm trying to get it under. Rack like Saudi, iced out, watch and my diamonds ain't cloudy. Four rings never came with an Audi. Grills like Foreman, I put my money where my mouth is. Another one to smile, just allow me. No new friends, I got mob ties. Where would I be without the guys? We get fly, argue a thousand times. You told jokes till the tears come out your eyes. You know the haters hate when you're out of sight. I hear them say we sold out, yeah we sold out. Everything I said, humble pie. One slice cut a man down to size. Like, could've been a 30, could've been a G. Should've never stitched white. Talking to police, now they're looking at you funny when you're walking down the street. Looking at you like food, trying to see what they can eat. Me, I'm like Wallowin, Gilly with a game. You don't really wanna act silly, behave. Whenever I'm on stage, and the million gets paid. I need that.
Two white bitch on D-Pop, chillin', T-Pop, two left, feet, them feet back. Shawty did freelance, now she a freak. That should've never let the bitch alone with my seat. My dad a bitch skipping, poppin' in my green box. Talkin' by the detox, pussy like a beatbox. I'm grown up, bitch, lookin' like Selena.
I need that.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You are here. This is Black on Black on Black, and you are here with
D-Fantastic
and DJ
Queen. We're here every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. That was 0% Angel by Mr. Kitty. And we're doing positive news today ahead just for Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, y'all, I hope y'all are doing okay. This next segment is called Life Ain't So Bad All the Time.
Hey.
Fewest murders in recorded history in New York City. You're laughing. That's awesome.
Life ain't so bad. Less people getting murked.
Right. Getting slimed out. I love that. Hold on. Let me drink this water. Actually, you read this.
Yeah. The police commissioner, Jessica S. Tisch, announced that the NYPD delivered the fewest murders in recorded history for the first 4 months of the year and the month of April. During the four-month stretch, there were 76 murders, shattering the previous record of 86 set in 2018. April also saw the fewest murders in recorded city history with 19, wow, being the previous record of 21 set in 2014 and 2017. Shooting incidents and shooting victims are down double digits compared to last April, with an 18.6% and 19.3% decline, respectively.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Major crime continued to fall in April, down 9.5% citywide. These historic reductions extended to the city's public housing developments.
Love that.
Where the NYPD delivered the safest start of any year in recorded history with the fewest murders, shooting incidents, shooting victims, and robberies.
Good job, New York City. Hell yeah. You know, I remember, like, seeing, like, movies from, like, the 1980s and how New York City was just a fucking, like, just a hellhole, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's truly, I'm glad that New York City's really turned around. And, I mean, I went to New York, last time I was in New York, I think, was 2019, maybe?
That's the last year I was there.
And, God, I love that city.
It's a really cool city.
It's crazy to me how big it is and how safe I felt. I mean, I feel safe in San Francisco in a lot of areas. But, like, it was crazy, like, walking around and being like, because also...
There's always people around. It was so busy.
You know, like, yes, someone probably could have jacked my backpack, but, like...
But generally, because of how many people around, it's
always
like...
Always around.
Like, yeah, I felt that when I was out there.
Exactly.
It was crazy.
Exactly.
It was kind of hard to know what time it was at times.
No.
I can see people getting caught in a loop out there. Like, wait, what time is it?
What time is
it? Is that the sign?
I remember leaving a bar. It shut down at 2 or whatever. And I walked outside. And niggas was out there just walking dogs and shit. Yep. Like, what's going on?
Living life.
Really. And I thank God I never found any afters while I was out there. Because you could have that happen. You go to an afters.
Oh, yeah.
You leave. And it's 7 a.m. And you're like, what happened?
How? Where am I? What day is it?
What day is it?
How long have I been in there?
We got to go to Raven, New York City.
I would be down for that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Shout out to Mayor Mom Donnie.
Yeah. Shout out to Mayor Mom Donnie.
I saw the cutest video of the other day of him riding around with the local, like, little bike, school bike gang.
Of course.
It was adorable.
That's adorable.
Ooh, yeah. Adorable. Yeah.
This next segment is called Yay Politics.
Hey.
California will give new parents hundreds of free diapers for all newborns born in the state. Bro.
Love that.
So California's launched a first-of-its-kind program called Golden State Start that will provide free diapers to families of newborns at participating hospitals across the state. Backed by Governor Newsom and nonprofit Baby to Baby, the initiative aims to ease financial pressure on parents struggling with the rising cost of essentials.
Let me tell you, diapers are expensive.
They are.
Bro, I remember buying diapers for some of y'all. When y'all, I was like, what is this? What's... Oh, they getting two.
Yeah. only for someone to shit and piss in them.
Oof.
Terrible.
Y'all don't want to do cloth diapers?
Do you want to do that? Look me in the eye and tell me you want to clean shit out of that.
But it was kind of like, maybe they need to get into these cloth diapers. Okay. You know what? Some of these kind of cute.
Oh, they're real cute. They're real cute. So you're cleaning shit out of it at 4 a.m.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
Families at participating hospitals will receive around 400 diapers, which is awesome. Enough to last about a month for most newborns. The program will initially roll out at about 70 hospitals, focusing on facilities that serve larger numbers of low-income families, with plans to expand statewide later. California's already committed more than $7 million to the effort, with another $12.5 million proposed in the next budget. Officials say the program is part of a broader push to make essential goods more affordable and help families focus on caring for their newborns instead of worrying about basic necessities.
Nice.
Right? It's awesome.
You go, California.
I know. Next up in this, yay, politics. Legislators advance bill to limit corporate money in Hawaii elections. So Hawaii lawmakers are close to passing a major bill, Senate Bill 2471, aimed at limiting corporate money in politics and pushing back against the 2010 Citizens United versus FEC ruling. The bill argues corporations shouldn't be able to spend unlimited money in elections and would reshape how political spending is regulated in the state. It received strong bipartisan support after last-minute changes designed to reduce legal challenges. Alongside this, lawmakers approve a wide range of other measures before the session ends, including a $20 billion state budget preservation of tax cuts affecting most households, and $55 million for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs to support Native Hawaiian programs. They also passed rate increases for young brothers and several bills related to AI transparency, e-bikes, immigration response, and infrastructure improvements. Some controversial proposals, like stricter gun laws and banning aquarium fish harvesting, failed before the deadline. The session is wrapping up, and Governor Josh Green will decide which bills become law after reviewing them for potential vetoes. So this is exciting to me, because if we can continue, if this gets momentum and spreads across other states, like, we can effectively, hopefully, say goodbye to a lot of other bullshit when it comes to, you know, unfortunate, payoffs? What's it fucking called? When corporations buy elections, what is it called? Buy people? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. I don't know why I can't think about money either.
Oh, God. It's like, when they buy people.
When they buy politicians.
Yeah.
What it
is. This is embarrassing, y'all. I'm so sorry. My brain is tired. It is called.
Politicians.
This is bad.
Lobbying?
Lobbying! Oh my God.
Lobbying.
We really. That is an embarrassment.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, for you, no. For me, I was a political science major.
Right.
And I currently have a job that is directly in line with government, so I should have known that. You know, for some reason, that's not the word I was thinking of. Like, I thought about that word, but that's not the word I thought it was.
I don't know why I was thinking of something else.
Because lobbying is legal.
I know, but
yeah, I was thinking about what the illegal version, which is like, what they're really doing.
Right. It's jerry-rigging. I don't know what I... It's just something weird. But regardless, that's exciting, and I just hope that it kind of catches on with other states, because, yeah, fuck corporations.
I guess, with bribery.
We're going to get into some more... Yeah, bribery, basically. We're going to get into some more music with More Than a Woman by Aaliyah, because of course...
Get into the music!
Bitch.
Racing, 是六合彩，男的是六合牌。来财，来，来财，来，来财，来，来财，来，哎，中指利滚利，对应好运大方来，散了才能聚，你不出手说了斋。这一把直接喝，愿花钱交朋友，万一高人长大，当个小忙三条酒，回馈一下社会先，摸到那顶皇冠后，找你做事人太多，事情两袖清风做，一阴一阳之味道，仔细东来，明码标价的那些物，非黑即白。若上颁奖台，切莫张灯结彩。八仙桌的收尾，少不了弄菜。上北下南，左西右东，东南东北，西北西南，步步高升，八方来财，四海为家，家兴旺，百事可乐，千事吉祥，万事如意，顺风顺水，天道酬勤，鹏程万里。你不给你表示了吗？啊？我们这辈老仔脖子上喜欢挂玉牌，香炉供台上摆，长大才开白黄牌，虔诚拜三拜，钱包里面多几百，一的是六合彩，男的是单合牌。来财，来，来财，来，来财，来，来财，来，哎，中指利滚利，对应好运大方来，散了才能聚，你不出手说了斋，财从八方来。
Listening to the beat again, drinking but we're concentrating, smoking another sweet again, steadily rewinding, trying to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job this is. Another all-nighter trying to get it done, barely making home with the morning sun. Baby mother thinking that you're on some other shit. What a job this is. Drinking, yet I'm thinking of another rhyme. Smoking, hoping that some bad news will come some other time. Cause I'm to do what I love. I love what I do. This music is something more different than the weed and the brew. That's why we mashing. We ain't asking for nothing. We working forward. Push it, peddle it to the people. They can't ignore it. This is for all the independents. A few major labels. The big studios who still give niggas favors. All the independents. A few major labels. The big studios who still give niggas favors. All the independents. A few major labels. The big studios who still give niggas favors on the mixing and mastering, puzzling and plastering the tracks together on tape, CDs, wax or whatever. This is for all the engineers who smoke weed. Can't forget about the production cost and all the hidden fees for another rhyme written. We spend time spitting in the booth. Sometimes it's like a pigeon coop, but it's all for the cause. So I'm gonna continue to MC and smoke weed. You know I'm rolling up another Swisher, listening to the beat again, drinking but we concentrate, smoking another sweet again, steadily rewinding, trying to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job this is. Rolling up another Swisher, listening to the beat again, drinking but we concentrate, smoking another sweet again, steadily rewinding, trying to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job this is. Rolling up another Swisher, listening to the beat again, drinking but we concentrate, smoking another sweet again, steadily rewinding, trying to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job this is. Another all-nighter trying to get it done, barely make it home with the morning sun. Mother thinking that you're on some other shit. Oh, what a job this is.
ZZZZ, as it looks to you, I make it look so easy. With the music I be making, the impression leaving a lot of folks, they stop and stare, thinking I'm a trick and all. I'm rolling up a breezy, puffy, pass, shake it, move on to the next phase, and it's amazing. The next generation of rappers, Big Snoop Dogg raising. That's 15 years in the game, still got the fortune and fame. Yeah, I'm doing my thing, checking something somebody said, that real G's going so and so. Keep spitting the truth on these fools like a reverend. Stay open like 7-Eleven, that's 24-7. When you need some hot shit, stop by and get you a beverage. My rhymes like nickels and dimes, plug it in, let it play and let me blow your mind. It's the dominant conglomerate, prominent, and I'ma get what I gotta get. Twist another sweet into the
rolling, rolling up another swizzle. Listen to me, drinking, but we're concentrating, smoking another sweet and deadly, rewinding, trying to make some change. Oh, what a job this is. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Barely make it home with the morning sun. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Barely make it home with the morning sun. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Barely make it home with the morning sun. Baby mother thinking that you're on some other shit. What a job this is.
We work nights, we some vampires. Niggas gather round the beat like a campfire, singing folk songs, but not no kumbaya. My lord, you download it for free, we get charged back for it.
I know you're saying they won't know, they won't miss it. Besides, I ain't a thief, they won't pay me a visit. So if I come to your job, take your corn on the cob and take a couple kernels off, and that would be alright with you.
Hell no. Yeah, Exactamundo, but we just keep recording, and it ain't to get no condo. And Candy Bentley Fanny with no panties in Miami, and that cute little chick named Tammy that you took to the Grammys. See, we do it for that boy that graduated, that looked you in your eyes real tough and said appreciate it, and that he wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for your CD number 9. And he's standing with his baby mama Kiki, and she crying, talking about that they used to get high to me in high school, and they used to make love to me in college. Then they told me about their first date, listening to my tunes, and how he liked her fingernail polish. I say, hate to cut you off, but I gotta go. I wish you could tell me more, but I'm off to the studio. Gotta write tonight. Hey, can you put us in your raps? I don't see why not. Devin is the dude, you gon' probably hear him talking about.
Rolling up another swizzle, listening to the beat again, drinking but we're concentrating, smoking another sweet again. Rolling up another swizzle, listening to the beat again, drinking but we're concentrating, smoking another sweet again. Rolling up another swizzle, listening to the beat again, drinking but we're concentrating, smoking another sweet again. Steadily rewinding, trying to make some hot shit. What a job this is. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Barely make it home with the morning sun. Mother thinking that you're on some other shit. Oh, what a job this is.
Yeah. This life we live.
Yeah.
What a job this is. Real spit, man. A lot of folks wanna walk in these shoes, but they just don't know, man. It's a hell of a job, man. To be a rapper, MC, whatever you wanna call it, man. We got a lot to deal with. Family members, we gotta always look out for. Baby mama nagging. You know what I'm saying? Kids need this. And then again, the public need that. We gotta make hot music. Cause if it ain't hot, it don't mean shit. But you know, it's all in the day's work.
What a job this is.
What a job this is, my nigga. What's crack-a-lackin' Devin the Dizzle? Snoop D-O-Dub, Jay Prince, Jazz Prince. Yeah, rap a lot. Still on top.
And we're back with Black on Black on Black.
Take me through there. Take me, that was take me through there.
The Screwed and Chopped version of What a Job by Devin the Deuce from H-Town.
H-Town, Rapper, H-Town, Rapper.
I don't like that you said that.
Horrible. Too bad. Deal with it.
Anyways, this is Black on Black on Black. We're here every 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah, baby.
And this is our good news.
I mean, not every 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We here Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, my bad.
Nigga, I'm because you will not see us tomorrow. Or the day after that. Or the day after that. But there is another time that our... Wait, we also run on... Find us...
From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Mondays, my guy.
Yeah, but we also...
Do we?
Sometimes they run our show.
Anyways.
Man, you don't be ever listening to me, I swear.
Because you speak nonsense.
It's all right. Keep going. Oh, and we're also on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
Cool. All right.
See? Told you.
Bitch ass nigga.
You never listen.
So, anyways, and we've continued our good news for Mental Health Awareness Month. This last section is called Fuck Capitalism.
Ayy.
Okay, so first news segment is Europe is moving to block Microsoft, Amazon, and Google from handling government health, financial, and legal data.
Because they care about their people.
Yeah. European Commission is planning new rules to reduce Europe's reliance on American cloud computing companies like Microsoft, Amazon, and Google. The proposed, quote, tech sovereignty package would encourage European companies to build and run more of Europe's own cloud and AI services. The goal is to keep sensitive information like healthcare records, financial data, and court documents under stronger European control instead of relying heavily on U.S.-based tech giants. Under the new plan, American cloud companies could face restrictions on handling certain government and public sector data in Europe. European officials say the package is about making Europe more digitally independent and giving local tech companies a better chance to compete. The proposal is part of a broader effort by Europe to strengthen its own tech industry through new laws and investments focused on cloud computing, AI, and computer chips. It also highlights